Good morning, everyone. Well, good morning, or whenever you listen to this. What's the weather like where you live right now? Well, the chances are you live in the Northern Hemisphere, which I think 90% of the Earth's population does. And if you live high up enough in the north, then there's a good chance that you're now having short, dark, gray, snowy days. That's what it's like here. That's what it's like at the U.S. East Coast. I think since yesterday, there's snow. We've had a bit of snow last weekend, and this weekend it has picked up. So winter is here! Yay! I like winter. I like the weather. I like the being inside, putting on a little fire in the fireplace, just enjoying everything. I do love to go out in summer as well, but you know, every season has its beautiful sides. But one thing that winter kind of makes difficult is photography, at least when it's gray and boring. You know, you don't have anything interesting in the skies, and your fingers get cold. And yes, there are tools, there are special gloves that you can flip open the fingers, or I have a pair of gloves with made from leather, which are quite nice, and that they are especially made for photographers, so they have a thinner leather at your right fingertip and your right thumb tip, so you can operate the camera. And they even have a material on the right fingertip, index fingertip, that you can operate a touchscreen with it. So there's stuff like that, but the light is so it's overcast. We're sitting in the middle of a big softbox. That's what it is. The sky is one light source. It's one big plane of light, which makes light kind of boring because it doesn't have any direction. It comes from everywhere. It comes from all directions at the same time. And that makes it difficult to do photography. So what do you do in this kind of situation? Do you just put the camera away? Do you just not do any photography at all? Or do you maybe do some indoor stuff, maybe play with light, take a little LED light source and try out what it does when you put it straight in front of your subject, or on the side, or in the back, or above it. That's one of the little exercises that I really like to do in these kind of situations. I walk around the house, I find the subject, something that I think is interesting to photograph, and then I take a light source. I have a little LED panel here, it was like $20 or something, just a little tiny little handheld battery powered, maybe it was $40, a little battery powered LED panel that I can use to try out different light directions and distances and see what that does. And you can do this with any camera. Doesn't matter if you have a big DSLR or if you have a smartphone. It does not matter. That is a non-technical exercise. It's just an exercise to a friend of mine yesterday said it's like playing the scales. If you play an instrument, you have to do some practice in those downtimes, and this I consider a bit of a downtime, and I do some practice. So, question to you. Do you do anything when there's no good light out? Let me know.